This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Tropical storm warnings already been issued for much of eastern Massachusetts as we await the arrival of Tropical Storm Elsa. And if you feel like we haven't dried out yet from all the rain over the weekend, you are not alone. In fact, Boston just witnessed the wettest first week of July in over 100 years by a lot. After a scorching June, it seems like this volatility has got to leave a mark. WBUR meteorologist David Epstein joins us to talk about that and to tell us what to expect as this latest storm arrives. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Tiziana. Nice to be here.
Great to have you, Dave. And let's start with the incoming storm. Walk us through, if you could, kind of the timeline. When do you expect things to pick up? Is it going to be rain and wind tonight?
Yeah, so right now the storm centered over North Carolina, so it's still pretty far away, and there could be some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, especially west of 495. It's not really related to the storm at all. As a matter of fact, we have kind of cool marine air over us right now. If you've been outside today, it's rather comfortable, but if you were down in New York City, it's in the mid-80s and very humid and similar to what we experienced yesterday. So that dividing line is producing some showers and storms the rest of the afternoon into the evening hours. It's really tomorrow morning in the wee hours of the morning, and I'm talking, you know, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, that a slug of rain is going to move up with Elsa. It's moving really fast, so I think between roughly that 3 o'clock in the morning and probably about noontime is when we will see the heaviest rain. It'll be ending a little earlier southwestern New England, a little later as you get on towards the coast of Maine, and that's when we'll see anywhere from 1 to 3, perhaps a few places getting over 3 inches of rain in a very short period of time.
How about wind and overall impactfulness of this storm? Are we looking at flooding, power outages?
Yeah, so I don't think it's really that big of a deal, to be honest. I mean, we've had a lot of rain this month, so you know, your basement, if you're susceptible to flooding during heavy rain events where you get an inch of rain in an hour, then you might want to check the sump pump or move things down in your basement that typically might get into a wet area. I think in terms of wind, the strongest wind's going to be roughly from that sunrise time up until maybe 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and mostly southeastern Massachusetts. So there, winds could gust up to 60 miles an hour in a few places for a few hours tomorrow. And because the leaves are still on the trees, of course, this time of the year, the leaves act like little sails and can capture the wind a little more. So we could see a higher threshold for power outages or a higher amount of power outages than we would typically see with the same wind speed in the dead of winter because you don't have the leaves on the trees.
Okay, and this is a tropical storm, not a hurricane. Can you kind of remind us of the difference in how we should think about something called a tropical storm?
Yeah, so think of a tropical storm in this case as a nor'easter, right? It just doesn't have snow, it's not winter, and it's just basically a moderate nor'easter moving through the area. Winds between 39 miles an hour and 74 miles an hour is the tropical storm category. We won't get to that upper limit at all. And because it's going to hug the coastline, the winds that are strongest will be southeastern Massachusetts. So storms kind of have two sides to them, a windy side and a wet side. Everything to the right of the center of the storm is windy. Everything to the left of the center of the storm is wet. So Boston, 495 belt, 128 belt, Route 2, all on the wet side of the storm. So it's really heavy rain, a little travel difficulty tomorrow, some big puddles on the roads, perhaps some street flooding. And then on the southeastern side, some scattered power outages for sure. There'll be some trees down, not nearly as much rain over the Cape and the islands.
All right. And let's talk about rain and rain and rain, because when I read that this was the wettest first week of July in over 100 years, I mean, 100 years is a really big deal. Are we in something quite unusual here?
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely unusual. We started the spring really dry. I mean, as a gardener, I was sort of lamenting a little bit, uh-oh, are we going to go into a drought this summer? And, you know, it was April and May were kind of dry, but it was also beautiful. If you wanted to get outside, it was wonderful weather. And then all of a sudden June hit and we had the heat and we had plenty of rain in June. And we've certainly had more than enough rain here in July. So now all of a sudden we're actually above average for the year. There was only a drought for a couple of weeks. We've never been in a big drought around here this year anyway. There's still a little bit of drought left on the Cape. But for the most part, we have adequate rainfall. And it's just one of those years, at least so far, where we're on the wetter side of average. This summer is pretty amazing, though, to have this much rain. It's very green out there. No one's lawns are burning out for sure. And I'm actually worried about fungus and things like that in my vegetable garden, kind of going the other way. Too much rain, too much of a good thing at this point.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, even just the volatility, crazy hot in June, crazy wet in July, does that affect our plants?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's not going to affect, for the most part, it's not going to affect perennials and trees and shrubs in a way that's, you know, it might affect them a little bit this year. Things may not look good, but it really does affect the vegetables. My tomatoes are starting to get early blight, lower leaves. So I'm beginning to treat with some organic stuff to kind of get rid of that. And the longer you have this type of weather, you'll start to see some rotting occurring on vegetables, especially. And then if it were to last, we'd start to see some problems on some of the other fruit crops and things like that. Things that are kind of annual crops can be really susceptible to big fluctuations. A lot of heat, cool weather, really wet, not good for plants.
And Dave, in a sentence, when will it get nice again?
It'll be pretty nice on Saturday, although there's still a few showers. Sunday is my pick of the weekend, up near 80, plenty of sunshine. Get out and enjoy the great weather.
All right, go Saturday. That's David Epstein, WBUR meteorologist. Thanks.
You're welcome.